Thanks, Tara.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
No problem. Hey, Julian, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hope you are, sir.
I cannot complain, and I am doing great, too. It's Monday, right? I hear the weather is really good in North Carolina today, huh?
Well, it's 85, but, yeah, I mean, it could be worse. It could be a little bit better, but, no, it's for right now, it is fine.
Yeah,
it's I'm up
yeah,
on top
like,
of
you could be in the 70s, right? Well, it's because it's funny. I was talking to I have a client in Jacksonville, North Carolina, by the beach over there, and they were telling me, like, it was in the, like, 70s over there. So I guess this depends what part of North Carolina. Yeah, probably in Pittsboro area. It's probably a little bit warmer today, huh?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the state. 2 days ago, it was 32 degrees at night. Now it's 85, so.
Wow, that's crazy. It's like up and down. It's going to be like that probably for a few more weeks, and then all of a sudden it's just going to be – it'll just be warm summer, right? Yeah, it's crazy how that kind of goes. But have you guys, Julian, ever done any advertising for Popular Landscapes yet?
So I have not. I don't know. I've gotten to the point, like I said, I was telling your associate, my dad owns a big landscaping company, and the way, you know, we've done things is just mainly through flyers and word of mouth. That's how I mainly get all my business, which I stay pretty busy word of mouth. But as far as, sorry, I'm trying to work while talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. I understand.
As far as advertising, no advertising. As far as social media or, like, Google, I mean, I have been wanting to get on Google for a while. I got to, I know everybody in my area, I know a bunch of the companies, and everybody's been telling me, you know, get on Google. But for the longest time, I haven't had the manpower or the crew, and I didn't want to get ahead of myself or bite off more than I can chew and then make a bad name for myself, you know. So, but I'm to the point, I'm definitely interested in, you know, definitely getting on Google and paying for that. I mean, your associate definitely educated me a little bit more on the process. So, yeah.
She does a really fantastic job at, like, explaining the basics of what we do, right, especially when it comes to, like, how we help people and, like, the placement and all that. But, yeah, I mean, as you know, Julian, everybody uses Google, right? That's the first place people go to when they are looking for a business. So they'll go to Google, they'll type in landscape company, right? They'll type in irrigation. They'll type in like any type of keyword that relates to your business, right? That's what they do. And, you know, whoever shows up on that first page obviously is the ones that are getting that exposure, and they're getting that, they're getting that just ultimate, people calling them. So we focus on the keywords, right, that relate to your business, and we want to make sure that you're showing up, right? Because obviously right now you're in Pittsboro, right? That's where you're in Burnett Mountain. Is that where right now?
Yeah, I'm between Pittsboro and Chapel Hill, but I have a Pittsboro address, so yes.
Okay, so the Pittsboro, so that's what it's going to be based on is your business address. And my basic package has a really good bleed out. So you'll basically show up based on that address. And so people about 25-mile radius will see you on that first page of Google, okay, on the keywords that relate to you. In addition to that, let's say they see you on Google, but, Julian, they don't call you. Well, what do we do from there? Okay. Well, we actually run a separate campaign. It's called a retargeting ad. And all that is just a fancy word to basically, hey, we want to get back in front of them, right? So anybody that does see you, right, they're going to call you as well. And so what we'll do is we'll actually link Facebook and Google together, and you're going to basically get, both of those platforms. So we actually run a retargeting ad on Facebook. So let's say somebody types in your area, landscape company, right? They see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, since they didn't call you, that person now, when they log on to Facebook, is going to see a specialized ad that we create to motivate them to call you from Facebook in addition to Google. Pretty neat, okay. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's a way to reach back to them.
That's part of what we do, okay? In addition to that, what a lot of my landscape companies and guys do eventually is they participate in what we call our pay-per-lead program, okay? We do have a pay-per-lead program in addition to my flat rate package. Now, it does take time to get set up because Google does a full vetting process on you. They don't just hand out these leads to anybody, right? They want to make sure that you have the liability insurance, that you don't have the felony, right? They want to make sure that you're a legit company and that you're an honorable person to get it, okay? But those paper leads are the best leads money could buy. And the reasoning why is because you actually get to take the phone call, and Google doesn't just charge you per call. They charge you for a qualified lead, right? So if it's a quality lead, you get charged. If it's like somebody outside of your service area or they're not really serious, Google's not going to charge you for that lead. Okay? And the nice thing is, unlike some of the other platforms, Google doesn't share that lead with anybody else as well.
Okay. Yeah, I take that back. To answer your question earlier, yes, I have been on Angie's leads. I'm actually still a member with them. I don't get a bunch of junk, and I never get a call. I am familiar with Angie Lead / Home Advisor, which is, yeah, like I said, I forgot about there. But yeah, ask you a question. Can I just put you on hold 1 second? I'm still interested.
Yeah, no problem. I know we're trying to juggle some things. No problem. Take your time.
Yeah. Yeah, if you would, just let me click over to this phone call now.
Yeah, no problem. Okay? Yep.
Well, actually, they stopped calling me. I don't think I can. What can I?
Yeah, you can just put me on hold, and then you can just dial that number, and it will put me on hold. Okay. So what? You just go to that missed call, and you just call it right back, and it will put me on hold when you do that. And if in case you do get disconnected, I'll call you right back, too. No problem.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Take your time, Julian.
This